On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I got beat up that game. Didn't play well at all. Watching that film, there's a lot of good stuff to watch from that film, but it's hard to watch. You know, I played pretty badly. So, yeah, hopefully we can go out there and play a little bit better and move the ball a little bit better. But, again, this defense is no easy task to go against, and it's going to take everything that we got from everybody on the field.
Josh Allen, yes, I don't have it up. Last year in Houston, 9 for 30, 131, some kind of numbers like that. Winnable game, some weirdness late, and Houston ends up kicking a
59-yard field goal is what I've got in my head from that from last year. Yeah.
Kyahmi Fairbairn.
Yeah.
I think he's back, by the way, this week.
They were.
So look out.
Yeah. Yeah, the Bills were backed up at their own goal line late, and they threw it.
Three passes.
Left time on the clock, and Houston got the ball back. And I remember everybody being mad because, you know, they threw it and it didn't work. And I was like, well, I was mad last year when they didn't try to win late against Philadelphia in the rain, by the way. And so
right.
I'm not going to be mad that they tried to move the ball down the field in a tie game and win the game with Josh Allen as their quarterback. I know it didn't work and it could cost them, but you know, I could defend it simply because when they don't go for it and they just turtle, we had this in the Miami game a couple of different times, end of the half, end of the third quarter, just sort of deliberate and slow, like wasting time. It's not the same point. Anyway, that was, I think, the talking point out of that game that made people mad was mm-hmm, that mm-hmm. they tried to be aggressive. They were aggressive and it backfired on them.
Mm-hmm. Also, as you'll probably remember, Allen's first playoff experience was in Houston. Mm-hmm. He hasn't won there, right? There was a game as a rookie when he got hurt. They didn't win that game. The playoff game, they didn't win. Last year's game, they didn't win. Can you think of a win? They beat Houston here in the middle of all that, but right. I don't think they have a win there with him. But the playoff game, wow. It's so long ago, right? That was wild. I mean, that game
yep.
was almost stupid. The Bills are up 16-0 with 2 minutes to go in the third in Houston in the playoffs that first year, and it didn't work out. Allen's first touchdown, the first touchdown they scored with him on the team, he caught a pass from John Brown. That's the first Josh Allen era Bills touchdown in the playoffs is Brown
right.
to Allen from 16 yards out in the first quarter of that game. There's that second half kickoff nonsense with the black coat.
Debut of Skyref, kind of mostly. Is what maybe that is. That's the first time we found out there was Skyref or something. It's like, who are these people? Who are they talking to? What? They're overruling.
The Bills kicked off, and the Texans like dropped it. And the Bills recovered it in the end zone, and they ruled that the Texans weren't ready.
I'll take your word. I know it was weird. I know they let it go, and in most cases, that is just ruled, you know, that's a touchback. But the official, maybe because you're, like you're saying, they touched it maybe in the, whatever happened, the official never, he just stood there and kept watching the ball.
Tony Corrente.
He never went, he never did the, this is the touchback sign, right? He never did that. And the Bills got on the ball, and he signaled touchdown. Then.
Shouldn't that be worth something?
And then they changed their minds. Said, no, that's not right.
Yeah, there was a guy in a black coat
right
on the sideline who got involved.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mr. X.
That did not seem like justice was served.
That was Mr. X. That was the Donald Sutherland character in JFK. He was just over there, you know, in a long coat and a hat. And just, all right, how are we going to wiggle our way out of this one? Yep. Duke Johnson for Houston, Tywan Jones.
There it is. I was trying to think of the name of the Bills special teamer who made a big play in that game for Houston.
Right.
Former Bill by that point. Obviously, he was playing for Houston. And that, yeah, he caught. There was like a wild, you cannot believe on the maybe the winning drive, you cannot believe that the, like, two Bills, Jerry Hughes. Ha! We had Jerry Hughes coming up on today's show.
Wait till I talk next.
Jerry Hughes and another pass rusher sort of, they miss Watson simultaneously and take one another out. And Watson scoots out of there and then I think hits Tywan Jones.
And the Duke Johnson play on that overtime drive is a 3rd and 18 conversion where he's just alone over the middle.
Okay, I think that's the play I'm thinking about with Hughes and another pass rusher, and then the Tywan Jones plays a different play.
Okay,
but either way, like those, this calamitous, like, how did they not get him on the ground there? Oh, it's a first down! Oh my God!
Yeah,
good times.
Milano's on that team. Taron Johnson's on that team. Poyer, of course, is on. Trey White, Oliver is on that team.
He's a rookie at 19. Yeah.
Who's our kicker? 4 field goals. I have to say, I would not have gotten this, but I think I should have.
Matt Hawk.
Punter, maybe. No.
No. Oh, he's a punter. That's right.
Punter.
Yeah, bad. That's a bad job by me.
The punter on that, do we punt? The punter on that team was Bohorquez. He's still in the league, I think.
Cleveland?
Maybe. Yeah.
I just saw him on Red Zone on Sunday. I heard his name.
Yeah.
So I don't remember where he is.
Give up on the kicker?
And that, yes.
Steven Hauschka.
Yeah. As soon as I went with a punter, that was the sign that I was gonna give up rather easily. Yeah.
I would not have remembered Steven Hauschka. I think I should have.
One timer on the show. Didn't we talk to Steven Hauschka one time?
No, I don't remember.
Who am I thinking of? Another
Lindell.
Kicker? Yeah.
Lindell.
Oh, I think we talked to Hauschka.
Did we? About what?
I don't know. I feel like...
Whether you can remake The Wizard of Oz?
I feel like we had him on. I feel like we had Hauschka on.
Sneaky Joe was listening to us talk about my silly question about if you were organizing a production of The Wizard of Oz, like how true to the original script would you be? And, you know, would you have to be exactly true to it? And he's like, you guys are just describing Wicked right now. So, good point, Joe. I mean, there is an actual theatrical production exactly like I'm sort of imagining here, yeah, very generally, is Wicked.
Yeah.
It exists. Anyway.
Thank you, Joe.
Yes.
By thank you, I mean shut up. No, thank you.
Where are we at on the Patriots, even the Broncos or the Colts, and the AFC? I mean, you can still, I'm not sure what I really want to be asking here. You can still hope for the one. I mean, you've got 7 games left,
mm-hmm.
and a win Thursday puts you 1 back with a shot at New England to level that off, and maybe you can get there through tiebreakers. You know, Sal, talking to Sal earlier, he makes a point that is the right point, which is the number one issue in this is, can you find enough Patriot losses? Can you find 3 Patriot losses? Is it going to have to be only 2? Can you beat them if it's only 2? If they go 13-4 and one of the losses is to Buffalo, I mean, the Bills could even go to 14-3 if that happens and win every game.
Yeah.
Get to 13-4, afford one loss, but you've got a couple of tricky road games, including this one. You've got Philadelphia still to come. I don't know.
And New England has such cake. Yeah. The
Patriots have, we did this last week before they played the Jets last Thursday night. How many losses can you really find here? At Cincinnati, you could lose any game. They're 8-point favorites. No Chase.
No Jamar Chase.
Giants at home the following Monday night. Then the bye. Then the Bills. At Baltimore, would they? I'm not sure. This week, would they be an underdog in Baltimore? Yeah.
I think so.
And Sam told us he...
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thought they'd be an underdog to the Bills in the rematch. You and I had guessed different on that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then they close at the Jets and the Dolphins, home to the Dolphins, the last game. Can you find?
They are, to me, I mean, I know what the top looks like, and you've got these three teams standing up there with the 9-2, Indy's only 8-2 because they've had their bye just now, and New England and Denver are still coming up. I think if you look at, I don't have these teams' schedules memorized, but I know you just ran down New England. They are the problem, I think. Like I could see Denver losing to Kansas City, and then they don't score. They barely win their games. Like every game, it seems they play lately anyway, is just this cutting it so fine. Denver, I'm talking about here. So,
but 12-5 for Denver is the worst I can do.
Okay,
with their schedule,
that's
the worst I can do.
That's the opening I may need. I mean, that's three more losses for them. So I can't expect more than that. And I have a very hard time finding that for New England. And Indy has, what are they? You have the Chiefs right now, right?
Yep.
Houston,
Jacksonville, at Seattle. San Francisco, Jacksonville, at Houston. Four division games. They've swept Tennessee.
49ers.
49ers at the Seahawks. They'd be an underdog at the Seahawks, I think.
And watching, again, what is this worth, right? I've watched them like in its entirety one time. The game they had in, where were they, Berlin?
Maybe.
Playing Atlanta?
Yes.
They're more impressive than Denver, and they've got Taylor, who's maybe the best player. Well, I mean, May is the best player on any one of these three teams, I think.
But
I can see them losing. They're not they don't have to me. I could see them getting to the garage with 12 at most, maybe even 11 wins.
Me too.
So I still think they'll fall off. New England is the biggest problem I have. They just keep finding ways, and it's not difficult to ascertain why I'd say that. The quarterback just makes so many good throws, and that can just get you out of so much trouble.
Well, Cincinnati, I mean, the Bengals have been good these years, but no Burrow and no Chase, And their defense is just so soft. And now they're not playing with Hendrickson.
Right.
So, I mean, you see the Jets go there and rack up 39 points or whatever that was, and the Bears are in the 40s. Could the Patriots really – it's just turnovers, and that's the part right. that you can't predict. But, I mean, yeah, I mean, that's right. I'm the same way on Indianapolis. I think they're on a path for the three seed, the Colts. They finish with five losses. I mean, they're underdogs at the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
Would you take them at the Chiefs? I don't think I would.
No.
This week. And then the Broncos. Broncos go bye week this week. At Washington, they'll be a touchdown favorite.
Right.
At Vegas, they'll be favored. They won 10-7 at home, but they'll be favored there. Home to Green Bay. I think they'd be favored right now home to Green Bay. Small spread.
Uh-huh.
At or home to Jacksonville, win. I just have no respect for Jacksonville. Their record is pretty good, though. At Kansas City, home to the Chargers. That's Denver. Six games left.
It is hard.
Is that two losses?
It is hard to find losses on that with that schedule.
So, if it's two losses, Packers and Chiefs, maybe that's 13-4. The Bills will have to. Yes, I mean yes or no. The Bills to get the one might have to win out. If they win out, they've got a pretty good shot at it.
Yeah, if they get to the garage 14-3, I'd be really surprised if they don't get it.
And if they don't do that, they're probably on the road because New England has a great yep. look at that record, that same record. A lot of it will ride on the head-to-head meeting. 803-0550, how do you see it? Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.